So, Ray, I asked our producer, Moshe Kravitz, to make sure that he found music that you like coming out of the break.
Right.
So what we went with, let's see if I got this right. We went with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Yep.
A lot of Motown.
Yes.
Okay. Rolling Stones, not Beatles.
Correct.
The late, great Bobby Rydell.
Yes.
Who called our show last year to sing happy birthday to you.
Bobby Rydell sang happy birthday to me.
And one of your two real heartthrobs, Linda Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm. True enough. True enough.
I'm going to tell you another story.
Okay.
I aimed really hard today to get your other heartthrob on the air, Christy Brinkley.
Ah, I think she probably has better things to do.
I called her agent. I reached her agent. I gave the story to her agent. Her agent basically said, yeah, we're not interested.
And guess what? She wasn't interested then either.
Well, I don't know if she was or she wasn't. But we do have another special guest calling in now. The chairman and vice president. You know what? I should know his title. General manager of the Eagles, Howie Roseman, is here to wish you well. Howie, thank you so much for joining us today.
One, I would have missed it for the world. Two, you threw me off with this Christy Brinkley thing.
Oh.
And I actually got a third thing. This chairman title you just gave me, I love it. I wish it was the truth.
It would be
it's
Jeffrey.
Not even close.
I should have looked it up in the media.
Definitely not the same. No. But now I'm sitting there thinking about like Christy Brinkley and Billy Joel videos that you got me thinking during Memorial Day weekend.
You want to know the Christy Brinkley story real fast if you don't know it? Because I always love to tell it.
Yeah,
so here's the story. Here's the story. Young Ray Dittinger, and I'm talking young Ray Dittinger, is covering the first Duran Leonard fight,
second Duran Leonard.
Okay. Which was down in?
New Orleans.
So they're having a news conference, and Christy Brinkley, who is at that time supermodel of all supermodels.
Yeah, she had just stepped off the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Was hired for some reason to photograph it?
Yeah, Don King brought her in to be a celebrity photographer.
Okay. So they had this news conference, and Ray's there, and Christy Brinkley's there, and they chat a little bit, and they get to talking, and finally Christy Brinkley says to Ray, after like waiting for Ray to take the lead here, and he doesn't, Christy Brinkley says to Ray, hey, would you like to get lunch? To which Ray says to Christy Brinkley,
I'm sorry, I have to write my story. I'm on deadline. And that was that.
No, you know what? I've never been so disappointed in my entire life to hear that. Christy Brinkley. Now, I do think the fact that she asked you out gives you enough street cred that maybe you didn't even want to go further. The fact that for the rest of your life, you could say Christy Brinkley asked you out may have been even better than her really wanting to talk to you about something else.
No, but there are
opportunities in life. We have to tell the people of the city there are opportunities in life you can't pass up. That has to be a regret.
Yeah, well, Howie, trust me, going further was very much in my mind, but I had a deadline. I had to write my Roberto Duran story. I had to be in the office
Ray.
In 90 minutes.
Oh, right. And Howie, by the way, as I recall, Ray's editor later heard the story and said, what are you, crazy?
Are you crazy?
You could have missed that deadline for that.
Lunch with Christy. That's the appreciation I got. But that is a true story. But trust me, Howie, I'm not by any means suggesting that she had anything in her mind other than lunch. Okay,
never know.
There's no subtext here. It was just lunch.
We see her who she married. You know, Billy. Like obviously, like she's into personality, right? Like we got personalities going for us. You know, who knows what could happen? I think we're going off on the wrong tangent here. Ray.
Anyway, yes, you didn't call for that, Howie. You called, and let me give you the opportunity.
I do stories. I do like stories, and that is a great story.
I'd like you to talk, if you would, for a moment. You've been in this town for a long time. You've dealt with a lot of people in the media, and kind of your sense of Ray's standing in local media and local community.
Well, it's amazing. You know, I feel like our fans get this opportunity to have the game explained to them in a way that resonates, you know, when Ray talks. And I feel like he's basically representing all of those households that are watching it and talking about what they're thinking. And I think that's a really special thing. And I get to hear it. You know, he's on the Eagles Hall of Fame committee. And you should hear how he advocates for great Eagles. And it's like, this guy is so well prepared. Like, sometimes I'll be sitting there and I'll go, man, I got to step up my game a little bit, kind of like you would have had it with Christy Brinkley. But I got to step up on my game because he's so well prepared, and he has such an unbelievable knowledge of the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's because he loves the Eagles, you know? And, you know, our fans may not know this, but there have been many times that I've called Ray to ask his opinion about things, you know? And I do that because I respect him, and I know how much football he watches. I know how much football he knows. And for me, it's a unique opportunity to be in the same city of someone. You know, I always love it when they go Hall of Famer. You know, that man, that's a freaking big standing. And so, you know, I'm calling because I know, like, there's no retirement. Like, you're going to be around. He's just going to be in a different role. You know, he's going to still help the Eagles. He's going to still be around. And I'm looking forward to, like, this, the fun ray, you know, the fun ray that's going to come out for this. He gets to enjoy it. And hopefully we get him another chance to have a special moment with him and his family here in the next few years.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. That would be sweet. But the thing I got to say to you is, and I sent you an email after the draft. You did a hell of a job. You really did. I think you can feel it around town now. There's a real buzz about this team and a real sense of expectation about this team right now. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure on you. There's a lot of scrutiny on you coming into this draft that this was going to be really kind of a watershed for the franchise and also for you in this town. And, you know, I got to tell you, I got to tell you, I think you hit it out of the park. So well done. I'm looking forward. I'm going to be in a different capacity this year. I won't be critiquing. Yeah. I won't be taking the copious notes quite the way I did before. But I'm looking forward to sitting back and watching this team play because, you know what, I think you have a chance to be pretty good. I really do.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful that we got a chance to be good for a bunch of years here that we didn't just bring in, you know, older guys. But it's funny you said that because I took my family to a Sixers playoff game. And a guy's walking by me, and he says, "Hey, Howie, you redeemed yourself." And, of course, you know me, like, I can't just sit there. And I was like, "Oh, the first Super Bowl in the history of the franchise doesn't get me a little bit of a pass here?" You know, so when you say that, I remember being with Ruben Amaro we were speaking at a conference, and people were killing him. And they said, any takeaways from the Phillies? And Ruben Amaro is like, you know, 3 years after they won it. And I said, you know, I always had this vision that when we win the Super Bowl in Philly, it's going to be like free pass for life. And now I'm clearly over that vision. And, you know, that's the best part about being in this city is that the bar is always raised. There is no time to feel good about yourself. You're trying to work as hard as you can to make people proud and to make people feel passion for their team. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who are different cities, and they obviously don't have the same kind of standards that are here, and they ask me all the time, would you want to be anywhere else? And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, it makes me better. It makes me constantly have to reinvent myself and try to work on the things that I need to do better. And that's fun for me. That's fun that, you know, I've been here this long, and I'm constantly looking at myself and things to do better, and I know I can get better. And it's because of people like you, right? You know, it's like, those emails, that gives me as much satisfaction as anything, knowing that. And it's great to be part of the city, and you're a fabric of the city, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell you that. And I know I feel that way about you.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do, and it's been great getting to know you and to work with you, and I look forward to that relationship continuing in the future, man. Congratulations.
All right. We'll hang out. You'll come to training camp. We'll hang out on the sidelines, and you'll give me your opinions, and it will be fun. Enjoy. I hope you're going somewhere good to celebrate and coming right back.
I think you can count on that, Howie. Thank you.
Hey, Howie, thank you so much for checking in today. As Ray said, I think we all think it's been a very productive, successful off season. We'll see how it plays out. But the fans of this town, as you know, are always excited, and even more so now.
I appreciate the opportunity, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
All right. You too, Howie. Thank you.
There you go. I didn't know you and he exchanged these secret emails.
Well,
mentioned that in the past.
He's asked my opinion on a few things over the years. I think it was more him being polite or making conversation. I don't think he was exactly soliciting my scouting reports. I think he was just being nice. But listen, what I said is true. I think they've had a really, really good off season, and I think they're poised right now to have a really good year.
And you have been involved in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yes, selection, I have.
Right?
I have. A
Which
few,
I know you take very seriously.
Oh, I do. I mean, I do. I mean, they've asked me a few years ago. Actually, Jeffrey reached out a few years ago and asked if I would be part of the committee they put together to decide who goes in the Eagles Hall of Fame. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to do it. Because, you know, there aren't, you know, a lot of guys here don't go back as far as I do. I mean, there aren't too many guys in that room that know who Buck O'Kilroy was or exactly what he represented. So, I mean, the older guys kind of needed an advocate, so they asked me to be that, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, and you know how to put it all in perspective. I mean, somebody who played in the 80s versus somebody who played in the aughts and so on, where kind of they're where they stand among the franchise. Most of us have recency bias, right?
Right, right. But I know a couple of years ago, I mean, I pushed really hard for Bobby Walston. I thought that Bobby Walston was a really great player in the 50s into the 60s, was a big part of the 60 championship team. He was the tight end and the place kicker. And at the time that he retired, he was the team's all-time leading scorer. Now, he got passed by David Akers, but I always thought he was a guy that deserved to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. So, you know, I pushed real hard for him 1 year. Mm-hmm. And when I put his numbers up on the board and everybody got a chance to sit back and look at him, they said, you know what, yeah, he should be in. So I felt really good when, even though Bobby's long gone, his family came in. And it was very meaningful to them that they weren't totally forgotten. So little moments like that I felt good about. And as long as they want me to be on that board and have some input, I'm happy to do it.
Well, that's great. And you will be watching the games, but you will be watching them from the comfort of your home with your kids, with your son, with your daughter, and we're going to talk to them later, and I know you're looking forward to that.
I am.
All right. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy any window or door and get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. He's Ray Dinger. Very special day. By the way, you brought the ring that they gave you at the Maxwell Club.
And, yeah, how about
and
that?
Gosh, Ray, it's stunning.
It's spectacular, isn't it?
I mean, it really, it's a Super Bowl ring. It's huge, and it's beautiful, and it's something. You don't wear it every day, though, huh?
I've only worn it once. I wore it to the opening night of Tommy and Me when we opened at Bucks County back in April. I wore it that night, opening night, and I haven't worn it since. You know, these rings, I mean, it really is very much like a Super Bowl ring. It's exactly what it looks like. And they're just not very practical.
No.
I mean, you can't wear one of these every day. It just kind of gets in the way. But it's very nice to have. So I've kept it in the box, and I've just saved it.
Put it on one more time. I just want to see how it fits you.
And so I decided, you know, this will just be worn on special occasions. And I think today seems like a special occasion.
It is. Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now, 94 WIP.